This is a HeadGum Podcast.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car-selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hi, listeners. Friendly reminder that we now have a Patreon. If you like what you hear and you want to support us and get access to extra special content, you can find us at patreon.com/girlsonporn.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
I'm Laura.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
Before we introduce the topic, we have a slurpy derpy little segment for you today.
69 seconds of sex news.
We've pulled headlines from the news to keep you informed and horny. Here we go.
It's time for First Lady Blowjob News. After some Twitter nonsense, a quote resurfaced from the 1992 book Nancy Reagan, The Unauthorized Biography, which noted that Nancy was renowned in Hollywood for performing oral sex, not only in the evening, but in offices. That was one of the reasons that she was very popular on the MGM lot.
I am gagged.
Another source is quoted in that book as saying Nancy tagged along with friends on trips to Arizona and her guy friends would pick up girls at Arizona State University. Then Nancy entertained them orally on those road trips. A Village Voice article from 1998 also referenced the biography and noted that Nancy was known to give the best blowjob in town. And just like that, a new wave of First Lady porn was born. To be clear, we're not slut-shaming the former First Lady. If anything, it's just frustrating to try and reconcile her horrifying political career with what sounds like deserved accolades for unbeatable throat game.
Doctors are begging men to abstain from the latest sex trends circulating on social media. Masturbating with a banana peel. One Redditor said it feels like the closest thing to a blowjob. However, doctors warn that you could develop a rash and sores on the penis, which can be painful and might lead to infection. Not only that, but a person with a fruit or latex allergy could be more susceptible to a reaction from banana skin. Also, if you forget to pick up your banana peel after you finish, you are 7 times more likely to slip yourself into a comedic death.
According to Pope Francis, lust is not the worst of the 7 deadly sins. There are worse indiscretions than sex outside of marriage, the leader of the Catholic Church told reporters on the papal plane. He said sins of the flesh are not the most serious, and instead the top transgressions are pride and hatred. In a delayed ode to Sondheim, then again, they don't come with sins of the flesh, so it's pretty fresh. Today's topic.
But you know it's not fresh.
Plastic.
Plastic.
Today's topic, plastic.
Plastic.
Which I suppose we should clarify.
Yes.
Is kind of, it's a search term that refers to a larger genre, you
yes,
know?
Yes, to like extreme,
or like colloquially,
plastic surgery.
Yes, yes,
yes.
And it's funny that we still call it plastic surgery because sometimes that's not what we mean at all, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we sort of lump all these things together. I know very little about, like, the actual substances that go into your body.
I mean, none of it's plastic. It's like dermal fillers are like hyaluronic acid or, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of what I mean. Yeah. Like, filler
isn't
like
is
literal plastic in
no.
your lips. Yeah.
Botox is a neurotoxin, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Mm-hmm.
Implants are silicone or saline. Ask uh-huh. me. I'm an expert.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad to have an expert on the show. Welcome, Rachel Napoleon, expert in plastic and all things cosmetic surgery.
It's also a kink, like plastic.
Yes.
Plastic fetishism is a kink, and people are specifically like bimboification,
mm-hmm.
Which has been kind of like brought into the mainstream with TikTok. People are really talking about bimboification because the idea of like having like a smooth brain, like no wrinkles, like, you know,
Smooth I actually brain. Hadn't heard that particular oh, yeah. part of it. That is actually vivid. And
yeah, smooth brain, no problem.
I don't like that.
Yeah. But like the idea of being, you know, it's like kind of swinging in the opposite direction of being like hot and nice and, you know, like accepting.
Oh, I see. Like sort of the association with the bimbofication is like,
yeah,
I'm sweet and easy and simple and right. nice and like right. those things. I see.
But
I
also
see,
like
see.
Being like, you know, like an ally, you know, like all these, like these people aren't like I'm trying to represent the bimbos well because I okay. identify as a bimbo, like uh-huh. being like surface level, but also being like, you know, not judgmental and like open to everyone and welcoming and, you know, mm-hmm.
like, and being there to like gas someone up.
Right.
You know,
and being like, I can be hot and also all these other things.
And
you know?
Supportive. Yes.
Right. But the, you know, but it's okay that I'm not smart.
I see. Okay, you know? Interesting.
And I love
was
that
going
for me.
To I do love that. I love that for you. I love a brunette bimbo. I love anyone who owns who they are and
yeah.
and especially if it comes with a general like support and positivity for others.
Yes, yes, exactly.
I was going to talk about porn as the space where like extremes happen, where we see like the concentrated
oh, yes.
version. So like obviously mm-hmm. in the porn space, this is a fetish where like we even see extreme forms of surgery as a specific like kink or like a niche mm-hmm. that some people get into.
Yeah.
I do feel like this is a really complicated search term. Like I don't,
yes.
I want to be careful not to endorse or condemn is kind of like
sure.
how I feel about this one, where like I have very complicated feelings personally about cosmetic surgery and like how much it's blowing up. Like a lot of my stats are about like I literally found information from the American Society for Aesthetic Plastic Surgery. Mm-hmm. And this is old data, but they do an 18-year comparison from 1997 to 2014 and like look at the stats and like we have liposuction doubling. We have breast augmentation more than doubling, jumping from like 101,176 procedures to 286,694 mm-hmm. and like increases over that same date range of like, holy shit, like 568% increase in breast lifts.
Yeah.
Augmentations, 183% increase, lower body lift, a 400% increase. A tummy tuck has gone up by 382% and an upper arm lift has gone up right. by 800%, 807.4%. So I don't know. I'm treading carefully, right? Because I think
sure.
there's something happening in the culture right now.
Right.
That is both
well,
good
been,
and bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're seeing more transparency about surgery, right? Like people are like showing
yes.
their like Mia Khalifa fully has like a pinned highlight that is like, this is my nose job. Like you
right.
see the whole process and like how gnarly it looks during the thick of it. And then like the before and after of her actual nose, you know,
I think it's, I don't know. It's hard for me to say because as someone whose life drastically improved because mm-hmm. of plastic surgery, I am very pro and all
yeah.
for it because yeah. I think if anything, it's great that there is like, you know, it's like culturally accepted and there's not a lot of stigma attached to it anymore. Like I'm mm-hmm. out here, you know, I remember when I got my boobs done when I was 18, I told everybody, I was like, well, who cares? Like, yeah, I got my boobs done. And you know what? They were uneven before and they're still a little uneven now, but they're less, you know, it's my
yeah.
life's better.
yeah. You know? I mean, I think my perspective on it is like anything. Like I believe that of course, everyone should have choice and autonomy over their own body.
Yes, yes.
And the fact that some of these procedures exist can be incredibly healing. In your case, like, yeah, like no one wants to walk around with different sized tits and that can
right.
cause like extreme insecurity. And I'm sure it was like very difficult.
Oh,
and there are also
yeah.
people that are opting for cosmetic surgery because they are finding their identity and being able
yes.
to live it. And like there
uh-huh.
is tremendous healing power in that, I think.
Yeah.
At the same time, like, anything taken to an extreme, I think I'm very wary of. Right.
Sure.
And I think that the reason I'm like, let's talk about this carefully is that like cosmetic surgery, like anything can become addictive. And I'm
totally.
Also speaking as someone who invested in laser surgery on my like bikini line
yeah.
years ago, because my God, the ingrowns I got were like painful and would
sure.
stick around forever and were just hideous. Like I felt
mm-hmm.
repulsive.
Yeah.
And now I have a fucking banging bikini line. Yeah. And I'm like zapping my legs because I'm right. Like, well, let's just thin it out so I don't get like bumpies on my leg. You know, like I even feel a little bit of the pull of like, mm-hmm. Oh, I'll just keep doing this. Isn't it nice? You know?
Yeah. It's, yeah, I mean, it's definitely hard because when it's like so easy and you know, but I also think that like the fetish of it is, again, it's like, it's so hard to like say, like, I'm not going to judge anyone for it because if they want to, like the idea
it's
of like
their fetish, like
yeah.
I can't get inside their brain and right. know what motivates that good
yeah.
or bad.
Yeah, a lot of people want, like the reason that it's appealing is because people want to be like manufactured for sex, which makes sense to me because I grew up in a way that I like quickly like became cued in on that like being sexually attractive to the opposite sex is like the most important thing in the world, you know?
Yeah, you saw and the currency and you like
right,
went out and grabbed
and
it.
Yeah. Exactly. So I understand that and like mm-hmm. being wanting to make yourself look as close to a like a sex doll or like a you know is extreme, but like I get where it comes from, you mm-hmm. know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that there's also something, you know, it comes from like a deep submissive place of like wanting to be so
wanting to please.
Yeah.
Or like wanting to be the ideal yes. that your uh-huh. potential partner wants
right.
to see.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
also like choosing to be like, I'm just a dumb ditzy bimbo, you know, mm-hmm. it's like, you know, it's kind of like, it's a way of like, you know, people go to BDSM because they want to shut their brains off, you know? Well, that's a pretty mm-hmm. vivid way of doing it, you know?
Yeah.
Pretty
yeah.
tangible. Uh-huh. So it makes sense to me. And I definitely could see, like, you know, had I gone down like a different road, like, I feel like, yeah, I probably could have gotten like, you know, 9 milliliters of filler in my lips and like found like a dom daddy who was like, yeah, get a BBL and let's, you know, remove some ribs in there. And I've been like, sure. Because it is, yeah, it's like a slippery slope. And like, because I, mm-hmm. of like how I grew up and like, you know, things that I like thought were important and still sort of do believe are important.
Yeah,
much
well,
to the chagrin
how can you,
of my
like,
therapist.
Reject that we still live in a capitalist patriarchy.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
like how do
yeah.
you reject that currency? Like, how do right. you, of course you can. You can like make mm-hmm. that choice or be like, I'm the kind of feminist that's like anti whatever, but you're actually like excluding yeah. a subset of people who are just trying to make their life work or who are like
right.
seeking pleasure as that it has been like imprinted on them.
Right.
You know
and
what I mean?
And also because like, I just like it. I just like being hot. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
And
like it's
that's
fun.
I can be a feminist and also still want to be hot.
Yeah.
And I
yeah.
think that's a big thing of like of bimbos and bimbification.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
I also found research that shit's popping off because of the pandemic.
Oh, really? Because
yeah,
everyone's like looking at themselves?
Yes. Big mm-hmm. part of it. That the surgeon wrote a whole like feature sort of predicting the like projection, like project, he basically like projected what it like what plastic surgery and cosmetic surgery would look like
yeah
in 2021. So
right.
this is a 2020 article I'm pulling this from, but is the predictions were like because people are looking at themselves more, and this actually I'm fucking this up, some of this is actual stats that we saw, like I think this came out in 2021 actually, so
yeah.
we're like seeing the trends happening and he's like projecting like how they'll continue. Mm-hmm. More face, neck, and chin treatments, like more popular than ever. I'm like, yeah, because we're all like in a fucking Zoom box
right.
looking at ourselves. Also, more invasive permanent procedures, like more commitment is almost like how this was sort of qualified, that like folks who had to wait so long for cosmetic surgery, they're almost like, fuck it, I'm going to go for the whole hog rather than
yeah.
do like more like facial surgery as opposed to just fillers. Cause like it is mm-hmm. more financially, it's from a budget perspective, you can save money by going in for the like one time
oh, yeah.
bigger deal surgery than like, just consistently doing fillers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like more bigger, more intensive procedures is also something mm-hmm. we saw in 2021.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah.
Females make up of 92% of all cosmetic procedures. This is from the American Society of Plastic Surgeons.
Mm.
45% of people receiving cosmetic procedures are 40 to 54 years old.
Hmm.
And 40
also, to 50.
Mm-hmm. According to the International OCD Foundation, one in every 50 people have body dysmorphia.
One in 50.
Yeah.
I would have thought that would be higher.
I do. I think it might be higher. I don't know.
But I also, like many mental ailments, believe that body dysmorphia lives on a spectrum. You know, like I think some people can casually be like, I have body dysmorphia, and I think they're right because they're perceiving themselves.
100%.
I would put you in the category of someone who has like mild body dysmorphia, where like you say things about your body, and I'm like, what the fuck is she talking about? And I probably see your body differently than you do. You know, like I probably look at that hot bitch going by, and you're like, look at this one wrinkle here, or like this particular angle of my belly or something, you know?
Right. Yes.
Whereas there are people who like truly cannot engage with the reality of what their body is and see it in entirely almost like a delusional way, where like it is, they imagine issues or see themselves in like shapes that don't exist, quite frankly, you know?
Yeah. I would think that it's higher just because of things like, I mean, specifically our generation, like, I don't know about your parents, but like my mom was of like the Weight Watchers, like curves, you know, like so obsessed with diets and fads my entire life. So like that, you know, very early on, like, you know, that sticks. And also, like Instagram filters and Snapchat filters and all these things that like
the ideal
really modify.
Is much more, like we have to digest perfection like at a rate that we never have before. Although I'd be curious, because I also think a lot of these issues existed. We just didn't have language for it. You know,
that's
like
true.
plenty of women in the first first half of the 20th century were like giving shit to their daughters about like what they looked like and the pressure of like meeting an ideal and getting married and like that kind of thing. But it wasn't like, oh, you have body dysmorphia because of that. It's like, oh, yeah, you'd better take care of that.
It was
the societal response. You know?
Yeah. And also because in mainstream culture, we have people like, you know, Kylie Jenner and like, you know, all these like Bella Hadid who have been like getting like plastic surgery since they were. I mean, I can't talk because I also got plastic surgery when I was 18. But, you know, they're having like huge facial things.
They have the
done.
Resources and the, again, that like currency available. Like when you look at the before after of Kylie Jenner and the like empire she's built on that aesthetic and that like body change, it's like,
the Kardashians
say no
as a
to
whole.
That, you know, like I like to say that I wouldn't, but I don't have billions of dollars to throw at lip filler, you know?
Right. Really wild, but yeah, it's definitely like attractive to me. Like there are definitely like moments where I've been like, yeah, I would get filler. Yes, I would.
Well, here's my question for you. This is like a gender loaded question, but like if you like you as someone who has had a certain amount of whatever, like you have experience getting work done, you don't have your pro work. What about like male partners? If you knew like a potential partner had work done, like how would you feel about it?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I mean, it kind of depends. I guess like I mean, if it wasn't visible, you know, like if I couldn't tell, I wouldn't care. But I think if it's like, oh, this person's like tear troughs are like more like gorgeously like, you know, moisturized than mine because there's like, I mean, you know. They're under
like
eyes.
Calf implants.
Are
you low key judgmental or are you like absolutely whatever
makes
you feel good?
Yeah, whatever. If it makes you feel good, whatever, you know, because a lot of people would have been like, who cares if your tits were two different sizes? Like my mom still is like I'm like, I want to get my boobs redone. And she's like, Rachel, there are like worse things in the world. You know what I mean? Like, who cares?
Yeah.
I'm like, I care.
Yeah.
So if like if it makes you happy, it makes you feel better, then like, yeah, go for it. Who cares? Mm-hmm. You know, at the end of the day, it's like you're the person who's like, I don't know. At the end of it's also on the other side is like, when does it stop? You know, because I know for me, like if I fix one thing, then there's another thing that I'm focusing on, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Again, like it's a slippery slope and everything in moderation kind of thing.
Right. So it's hard. It's tough to say.
Yeah. I think I, as a less pro person, as a like do your own thing, but a less like triumphantly like go out and get the work done, like a little bit have a more complicated perspective, let's say. I think I'm in theory like down with it, but also like what comes with it. Do you know what I mean? Like I think I have a little bit of a value judgment around like maybe with more judgmental of men, let's be fair, because there's less pressure and like less, it's more stigmatized, I think, for men to get work done. So maybe I'm buying into that a little bit in a shitty way.
Yeah.
But part of me is like, how does your personality work around that? Like if it's something equivalent, like you had uneven tits, like what is the male equivalent of that? Like, your balls are different. Like, I don't think there's a perfect equivalent, but like something that is a major source of insecurity and that you like ultimately got fixed to just like, or got touched up in whatever way to boost your confidence. I'm like, sure, if it makes you happy, by all means, in theory. But there's this other nagging part of my brain that's like, but are you insecure? Are you vain? Like, does this become a slippery slope? Like you said, like, are you, like, I have a hard time imagining the person or the scenario that isn't attached to a certain kind of personality that I wouldn't want to fuck with. Do you know what
right.
I mean?
It's like, a personality trait. Like someone who's like that cued into that sort of like.
Like I've dated a gym rat and like, I was like, sure, like exercise is great. But like the way that he was unable to see himself as like healthy and handsome the way I was. And also the way that it like ate up his time and was kind of a like obsessive fixture of his life. Like,
That's
I wasn't
OCD.
A fan of that. So someone's into plastic surgery or cosmetic work, like to the extent that they're like spending exorbitant amounts of money on it, or they're like obsessive about it, or struggling to find confidence in themselves and like can't just hang and have a good time because that's getting in the way of that. Like I could see that being a challenge, but those are like mental health issues as much as they are physical health issues. And I don't know. I'm imagining I'm trying to imagine scenarios where I'm a total asshole. And I'm like, because he's an asshole.
Like, but it's like, you know, we can't kink shame if that's your kink and you want to fucking be.
No, absolutely. Yeah. And I'm totally speaking from my own perspective and trying to cop to my judgment because I am kind of judgmental about this kind of thing and not trying to say that's a good thing. I'm just trying to be honest on this podcast and say like, I don't know, y'all. Like, I might struggle with it for these reasons, you know?
Right. And that's fair.
And I'm an outdoorsy person. I like the like
and you can't
fake natural. You can't.
You can't be an outdoorsy person if you've had filler. Okay.
Yeah. Uh-uh. The raccoons will bite it right off. I'm talking about.
Should we do the showdown?
Let's do it.
Okay. See Brandy Robbins squeezing her two pairs of melons in front of a webcam.
Tight. Two pairs.
I know. Two pairs.
We did the math wrong, I thought. Yeah. Then I gotta guess. Knew my wife's tits 5 days after surgery.
Ooh, yikes.
I don't like this one just because it's painful to imagine. Like, if and your also, kink like, is like sutures snapping, like, no thanks.
Yeah. She can't feel that, you know? And that also might be a kink, you know? Like, but like that many days after surgery, like, those tits are still numb.
It's if it's against the advice of your doctor.
Yeah, right.
To engage in rigorous sexual activity. Yeah. I can't endorse it.
Right.
I'm for safety.
Absolutely. Big fake lips blowjob. Plastic bimbo loves her DSLs. Haven't heard DSL in a while.
Oh, yeah. It was like DSL, dick sucking lips. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah.
Good for her and her dick sucking lips.
She's proud of them.
Here they are. The nipple piercings.
Here they are.
I know you've been waiting for them, Rachel. Here they are.
Yeah, I have. Thank you. Girl getting fucked the day after her bigger tits surgery.
Okay.
Because breast augmentation was too much to type, you know?
Yeah, her bigger tits. Or just, you could have said like tit job, but bigger tits.
Boob job. Yeah. You know?
Mm-hmm. Big tit bimbo transformed into buff bodybuilder.
Whoa.
So this is all different kinds of.
Wow. Unbimbofication.
Yeah. This is the de-bimboification.
Yeah.
The de-bimboification. Wow. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. All right. Last one from me.
Okay.
My wife, after plastic surgery, cannot yet engage in active sex, so she gently caresses herself.
See, that's the one I want to see.
Yeah.
You know, keeping the sex going, but safely, gently.
Gently caressing.
Although
herself.
I doubt I would watch that. It sounds kind of anticlimactic.
It does a little bit.
And I appreciate what they're doing.
Her boobs are probably up here. You know, they're swollen. Yeah. You know. She's probably like, I mean, I had to have someone help me pull my pants down to go to the bathroom for a week afterwards. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I really had to think about that.
I know. I mean, well, I got boobs. I got implants under my pectoral muscle. So
I see. So you like this, any kind of like this movement.
It shot my shoulders up. Like my shoulders were up here because it goes like, you know, your pecs wrap all the way around your back. So it shot my shoulder blades up.
Wow.
And it was like, it felt like I couldn't breathe. I had to learn
And they had
breathe.
To like fall again, sort of?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. The muscle relaxes.
Did you do physical therapy for this?
No, it's just like something that your body just gets used to. But you can't like breathe because your ribs can't expand. So you have to like Ooh. Breathe through your stomach.
Oh, that's tough. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it took a little bit of rehab. But
Ooh.
So, yeah, all these people being like, I got my tits done. And then I had sex the next day. I'm like, liar.
No, you didn't.
You are okay. a liar.
All right. Last one for me.
Mm-hmm.
Giant perfect boobs. Goodness for Destroy Dick December.
Oh.
We love to see it.
Wow. I'm sad that I just now heard Destroy Dick December.
I know. I missed it. I didn't know that was a thing. And I'm doing
Damn.
Well, minimal dick destruction. Like very little for
Same.
Me.
Same. All right, everyone out there. Just get it in for the last week of Destroy Dick December for
yeah.
us, okay?
I actually think this is going to come out after December is over. So you oh, missed it, guys.
Damn.
You missed it, y'all. I'm so sorry.
Damn.
Let's take a break.
Okay.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Listeners, we checked and we think actually this episode is coming out 2 days before December is over. So you better cram that dick destruction. Better just get that done.
We're relying on you.
And we're back to talk about 9 milliliter fresh swollen lips fetish blowjob.
Wow.
From Vivian Rose.
Vivian Rose. And she's pretty big in the bibification scene.
Mm-hmm. Big deal.
Yeah.
Big deal.
She does a lot of these like plastic surgery vids, especially
top
like
1.7% OnlyFans.
Yeah. Lots of lip stuff specifically. Mm-hmm. And giving like a blowjob like after her lips are super swollen. Mm-hmm. And now this is interesting to me because she says like a day before shooting this video, I got my lips done again. I shot this video when my lips were extra swollen and at their biggest. Because I know this is exactly what my lip fetish fans want to see the most. So when you get your lips filled, you're not supposed to, like, kiss anyone or do anything for, like, a week.
Yeah.
So
she's playing this it is, fast and loose
yeah.
with the doctor's guidelines.
But,
or
I mean, she's obviously,
she's
like, getting...
gently exaggerating how soon this
right,
was.
Right,
which is but what I mean, I'm hoping.
Yeah. I mean, according to her videos, she's getting filler and often. So...
Yeah.
But they're huge. And like, you're not supposed to like, there's a lot of things you're not supposed to drink afterwards for like 24 hours. You're not supposed to lay down
just
for
come
4 hours.
One of them.
I don't know. But
I'm also yeah. like, I just have no perspective. I did look through her other videos and there's like a 5 milliliter one.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know anything about the volume of
yes.
how much filler this is, but I'm presuming yeah. 9 milliliter is like.
It's a lot.
Honking. I mean, it yeah. looks like a fucking ton. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot. And so, and they're extra swollen. So I'm just like, I'm blown up. Throughout this video, it's a very short video. She's just kind of giving like a slurpy derpy blowjob mm-hmm. and like, you know, kind of like smoothing her lips over this guy's dick.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, it probably feels nice, you know, because they're like super swollen and fat.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I just couldn't really like get past the fact that I was like, oh, but what if the filler moves? Like, I'm already like thinking about like the logistics of it, of like how it can get fucked up.
Yeah. I mean, this is us showing that this is not our fetish.
Yeah, you know,
like we are not lip filler, slurpy debris, blowjob gals. It was very slimy. And the true fans know that I'm not a big substance fan. So there's like a little bit of like extra slime on this,
like extra
saliva, like extra texture.
Yeah.
That doesn't enhance the experience for me personally.
Yeah.
Does for many others, however. I'm thinking about like the mechanics of a blowjob, and I'm like, yeah, I could see how like a cushy pillow vibe could be fun and nice, but also I feel like pressure is like what gets people, you know what I mean? Like a lot of times when like it's not my technique to be like, I'm just dragging my lips across your dick.
Yeah.
You know, like certainly could be a fun element, but I'm like, does it enhance the blowjob or is it
I would think that
it's like the visual for us? Like probably both or could be both. Like some people may enjoy like a a puffy fish blowjob.
But yeah, but I think also, but you're right. Like the visual of it, of her like rubbing her lips around it.
Yeah.
Like us knowing that they're swollen and like the excitement of being like,
which could be an experience for the dick haver or for the viewer.
Yes.
Yeah.
The idea that she just got these done to like, you know, make blowjobs feel better is like, it would be a turn on, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah. That thing kind of stuck with me. It was from a, it's, I don't actually know which like Redditor put it on there, but like on the bimbofication subreddit, they, someone said like the idea of like manufacturing yourself for sex is what's hot. And that is like, oh, that kind of clicked and like made sense for me.
Yeah. Interesting. I'm also very curious about who this is that she's sucking off.
The guy.
Like,
yeah,
like,
he's
is
like
this
actively hiding his face.
Yes, like we don't see him for most of the video. And then at one point, he kind of like comes to life sort of in response to the blowjob. And then also she moves at a different angle and we see him like lying behind her and like his head like weirdly cocked like out of the way. Like you can see that he's like removing himself from the equation for camera. And I was like, I mean, I hope this is her boyfriend, you know? And I'm like, imagine the life of this person just
she's probably
getting
like,
their like dick sucked for the top 1%.
She's like, babe, you're, it's not about
that
you.
She dates.
So stay out of frame. They don't want to fucking see you.
Babe, you got to hide your, I mean, at least there's not like a pillow over the poor guy's head.
I know.
You know, at least we're not like suffocating him while he's getting his dick sucked.
Yeah. But she's definitely impressive, the lengths that she goes for this.
Yeah.
You know?
She also, she does a thing where she like chokes and gags and like kind of quivers a little bit. And anything like that is, it feels real, you know?
Yeah.
Like it feels, and it's like, whew, that's hot, you know? Like, I get it.
Yeah, totally.
I get that.
Yeah, this is definitely, she's definitely kind of
skilled
and figured out her niche for sure.
Owning her lane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. She has cornered a market, I would say.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Should we talk about Little Humpers?
Let's talk about Little Humpers. MILF Nicolette Shay knows exactly what Little Humper Ricky needs, and she gives it to him. We get an ass montage. We get our like, ads for other porn on this channel.
Uh-huh.
Reality Kings.
Nicolette Shay and Juan El Caballo Loco are the performers. And it opens on Ricky humping a pillow.
A knit ottoman is what it feels like. It feels like a crocheted like footstool.
And Graham is like, I told you to sit down and behave. And then Nicolette Shay is like walking over with like tea or something and is so shocked by this that she drops everything.
Mm-hmm.
And Graham's like, oh, I got it. You know, I remember when you were a little girl and you used to hump and straddle pillows all the time. And so I'm like,
Grandma,
so,
who, by the way, is also in the like plastic family.
Yeah,
like Grandma clearly has done porn, even though, I mean, she's doing porn right now, but like she's clearly like a veteran of the industry and also has had a ton of work done as well.
Yeah. Also, I'm like, if she's been humping when she was a little girl, like why is she acting all shocked now? What's going on here?
And then we cut to like another, or like moments later, presumably.
Yeah.
And our little boy, our 18 years or older boy has like one of those back school hand back scratchy guys, those like long,
right?
Like it's on like a telescoping like rod.
Yeah.
And he has this little tiny hand and he's like scratching at her tit and like pulling her
shirt
out of her shirt.
Yeah.
She's because massive
her
tits and no bra.
Huge. Yeah. Yes.
She is spilling out of her shirt and he is helping. Mm-hmm. Then she takes it from him and spanks him with it, which mm-hmm. I couldn't get behind, but to each their own parenting choices.
And she goes, I might not be a boomer, but I sure believe in discipline.
And it sounds like you clocked that I was like, is she drunk? Like,
yeah,
in that particular line, she literally slurs on like, I sure believe in discipline. And I was,
yeah,
like,
I was like,
she got wasted
she gonna
for this
say?
Shoot. Like, what is happening? She also says, you Gen Zers put us all to shame.
Yeah.
Why not just jerk off into a sock like a regular teenage boy?
Right. And so she offers her little see-through sock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I would say probably not the same as like a nice good old Hanes cotton.
Yeah. Thick cotton you know? Seems helpful.
Yeah.
Also for spillage, but.
Yeah. I don't know why he's acting like he's. Like a child, like he's just like starts jerking off, like he can't fucking control himself. Like he's a little, I mean, I guess it's
well,
the point
I feel
of
like
little
that's
humpers.
The point.
Yeah,
like he's
yeah.
humping an ottoman and it's like little yeah. humper Ricky, whatever fictitious name they give him. Yeah, little yeah. humper Ricky. I'm like, oh, is it literally that they just the characters are always these like horrendously horny little like rat terriers?
Right.
I said rat terrier because a friend has one and that dog will hump its own chest. It can
yeah.
like fold its little chest
oh
over and get its little dick into its own fucking rib cage. It's
wow.
quite
impressive.
A thing to watch.
Yeah.
Anyway, very horny teenage boys is like mm-hmm. probably the theme here.
Right.
So what, yeah, when they jerk off, it's gotta be like the most furious, obsessive thing.
Right.
But then when they get to the fucking, I mean, obviously he knows what he's doing because he's a
right.
porn performer.
Right. And her tits are her. She's obviously got like butt implants, her lips, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then Graham walks back in and they're just like pretending to like hide on the couch while she's just in the background being like, do you guys want a snack?
Yeah. What about? Oh, I know. How about a delicious pound cake? And then she
right.
disappears. Like the way that porn would have us believe sight lines work.
Yeah,
like the
I
fact
know.
That his dick is just fully out on this couch and she's like standing at the edge of it.
Right.
And in theory, can't see a foot
Look
below
down.
Her.
Yeah.
That this dick is out is that's the magic of porn. Like nowhere else in the
yeah,
universe would we attempt
know.
Such a lie.
Right.
Also, I might have missed this detail, but like, did she say, she's like, how about a snack? And then she disappears and for the rest of the porn, the kitchen is behind them.
Yes. Yes.
Like she didn't say like I'm going to go to the store and buy a pound cake.
No,
she
was
she
like
just said a
no,
pound
she
cake.
She said melons, nuts maybe, a pound cake.
How about
cake?
A pound cake cuz we're just
yeah.
doing puns
right.
and then she disappears and we never
right.
see the fucking pound cake. Okay,
right.
guys.
And they don't even
spoiler
don't
alert,
even,
we don't get a fucking snack.
They didn't even like try to hide also. They were like
yeah.
whatever, she can watch.
Yeah.
And yeah, then we get some get a good old fashioned titty fuck with these massive implants.
We have to incorporate the massive
uh-huh.
melons. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And uh-huh. then, you know, there is definitely some ass implants too. We can see those at play.
Also
Graham
like a kind
by.
Of unfortunate like tan moment on the ass. Like
oh,
I noticed
yeah.
that there was like I was like I'm not
this
even sure if
like,
this is like
Bet's
happened
airbrush.
On like a tan. Yeah, it felt
it's a
like
spray
it was
tan.
Spray tan
yeah.
as opposed to like actual tan or like a
right.
sunbed, you know.
Also, she just has one sock still on throughout the rest of this whole video.
Why
like one
that
sock.
Detail?
Oh my god, the one sock is still on.
The commitment to that reality though, you
yeah.
have to respect, you know, like she took one
yeah.
sock off. We can't
uh-huh.
just, you know, put it back on.
Right.
You know.
Right.
There could be pre-cum in there.
At one point I was like, I'd really love to see like the male version of bimbofication.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what would that
look
like?
I bet you would
like?
Be into that. I would bet that
you
would
know?
Tick your boxes. Yeah.
I'm curious to know mm-hmm. what that would look like.
Yeah. Yeah. I just, I couldn't get behind this one. I.
No. Yeah, I didn't love it.
You know, the
I just
plastic
felt like I was,
element doesn't
yes.
do things for me. If anything, it's
mm-hmm.
unhelpful. Although her tits are mm-hmm. incredible. Like,
yeah,
they
they're
are
massive.
Quite
yeah.
stunning. And actually, like.
Her body's insane.
Yeah. We
know?
Could have gotten a lot more of the scary silicone stuff that you sometimes see where like it feels like a boob's gonna detach like during
yes.
sex. We didn't get any of that in this and her tits
right.
are like as big as I've seen in a porn.
Yeah.
But yeah,
Sophie Anderson is kind of like who I think of who's one of the cock destroyers, and she is her tits. I guess the cock destroyers have bigger tits than she does, probably. I can't actually like watch those videos because as someone who does have fake boobs, I just get
it can be scary.
Scared. Yeah, I get scared.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. I also don't like the narrative that he's a little tiny boy. I don't like the tiny boys. I don't like the like. I don't think we even got in this. Like, well, now that you're 18, you gotta like. Usually, we work those lines in for obvious reasons. We didn't get here. We just got like the story that he's a little humper who cannot be contained. And I was like, yeah, we don't want to shame that. But we, I mean, I don't know what you do in a fucking porn story like this.
Right.
Like,
I would never
opt for a porn with a kid who deliberately looks like he's 14. I would prefer an adult.
Same.
And he is an adult, obviously, but a very young looking one. And it just turns me off, turns me right off.
And somehow the socks get back on at the end. And that bummed me out.
Really, it's a story about socks for Rachel.
Listen, I noticed what happens to the socks.
Where are they at any given moment? Did we shoot the last scene first? What happened here? We'll never
I noticed
know.
These details, yeah.
Yeah.
And also, she didn't get to come. She never she never orgasmed. So that
Well,
that
she's teaching him what to do. She's missing a key lesson there.
Right. You know? Yeah. Right. He'll never learn, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Are either of these videos going to go into your spank bank?
Unfortunately not. Neither will. This is not my thing, you know. And there wasn't a sneaky like, oh, actually, this is pretty great. Like, I don't come for a blowjob, generally speaking. And I had some of the issues with the Vivian Rose video of like watching lips. I was worried about, you know, not my fetish to be like, maybe the filler will come out at any moment.
But if plastic is your thing... check her out. I mean, you probably already know
she
about her.
She's queen of the genre. Yeah, if plastics are a thing, you're probably way ahead of us and mad that we don't like it. But here we are.
You know?
Yeah.
We said we'd watch everything, and here we are.
We're watching. And we support you and your kink. We just don't share it, you know? We don't also have that kink.
Well, thank you so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram at Girls on Porn, at Twitter at GOP the Podcast, on our website at girlsonporn.com, and also on our Patreon, patreon.com/girlsonporn.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. And if you want to leave us a cheeky little 5-star review, feel free to drop your Instagram handle as well so that we can tag it and thank you.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.